Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience sharing article from the 2023 Singapore Fa Conference entitled Rectifying Myself and Introducing Ganjing World by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Singapore. The article was published on the Minghui website on January 31st, 2024. Greetings, revered master and fellow practitioners. I have practiced Falun Dafa for 19 years. I'd like to share with everyone some of my cultivation experiences and understandings. Part 1. A New Chapter in My Life. I started practicing Falun Dafa in 2004 when my former colleague, who had not seen for 2 years, came to my house and told me about Falun Dafa. I had some doubts until he showed me the documentary video about the staged self-immolation on Tiananmen Square. He later played Master's 9-day lecture videos. I couldn't stop watching the lectures. When I lay in bed, I felt enveloped in warmth. I also felt my celestial eye opening in another dimension. I felt energy circulating inside and around my body, and later felt a heavy gong column on top of my head. These energy transformation stages were exactly like Master described in Drawn Falun. My insomnia, which I suffered from for over a year, quickly disappeared. My life's purpose and direction completely changed. My fear of committing to my girlfriend due to an unfortunate horoscope was gone, and we were married in a year. She also began practicing Dafa. Part 2. My Cultivation State. In the first few years of cultivation, I was very diligent, and I could sense my negative thoughts and suppress them. Every day, I would send righteous thoughts and read the Fa before I left my house for door-to-door truth clarification and to help people quit the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, and its youth organizations. Making truth clarification materials took me 9 months. I worked nights and weekends, making revision after revision. I almost gave up. During the last few pages of the revision, I felt very tired and was concerned it was taking too much time. Then I was criticized by the coordinator, who told me to make several changes. I kept wondering why he kept pushing me for revisions, but had no consideration for my time. I started to hate him. I couldn't calm down when I meditated. My thoughts were very negative. I knew this was not me. It was my karma kicking in. I recalled what Master Li said in the Transformation of Karma section of Lecture 4 in Drawn Falun. Wasn't it that this practitioner was helping me elevate? If he did not criticize me, I wouldn't know I had these negative thoughts. I should thank him instead of hating him. As soon as I thought of this Fa, I suddenly felt my mind quiet down, and the negative thoughts stopped. The next time I met the practitioner, I told him I was glad that he was helping me elevate. I completed the material and felt Master giving me energy through the top of my head. I knew that my Xingxing had elevated. Another instance was when I was doing the exercises by myself in the park where there were many Chinese tourists. I was wearing a Falun Dafa t-shirt, and suddenly a group of more than 10 police came and asked me to leave. I calmly said, "This is a park where others also practice exercises, and I did not obstruct anyone here. Practicing Falun Dafa is legal in Singapore. What have I done wrong?" They couldn't answer and said someone had reported me. I took out a Dafa flyer and told them what Dafa is and about the persecution. I also offered flyers to passersby. One of the police told me to continue doing the exercises, and he recorded me. I gladly demonstrated the exercises. That night, I could feel myself elevating, and I knew I had acted righteously during this tribulation. However, as the years passed, I began to slack off in my cultivation. I stopped reaching out to Chinese people to help them quit the CCP organizations, as well as doing door-to-door truth clarification. Instead, I stayed home and I worked on the Epoch Times newspaper layout. I started to fail many Xingxing tests, especially at work. When I first began practicing, I was always calm. No matter how my colleagues treated me, I upheld my Xingxing. My superior often praised me and said I was always calm like a Buddha. As my seniority in the company increased, I started to change. I was reluctant to listen to my junior colleagues. I even raised my voice to show I was in charge. I felt so ashamed afterwards. As my colleagues knew, I practiced Falun Dafa, and they expected me to have a gentle and humble personality. When I looked within, I realized I had a competitive mentality, which drove me to argue and raise my voice. When I was jealous of a colleague, this combativeness would also creep in. I would ask myself, why should I listen to him? I'm older and know much better. In another failed Xingxing test, I engaged in verbal combat with my colleague when he didn't consider my already heavy workload and demanded I submit a revision. I have been in this state for several years, and the worst was during the COVID pandemic when we all had to work remotely. Because we did not see each other face to face, I openly voiced my opinions and was often jealous of my coworkers. I could tell that harboring all of this was dangerous. Master mentioned many times in his lectures about cultivating well and saving sentient beings. Master said in Fa teaching given at the 2015 New York Fa Conference, quote, "Clarifying the facts and saving sentient beings are what you need to accomplish. There is nothing else for you to accomplish. There is nothing else in this world that you need to accomplish. Those are the things that you need to work toward, and yet some people no longer pay much attention to even their own cultivation and have instead made a priority of ordinary things. Haven't you strayed from the path of Dafa disciples' cultivation then?" Unquote. I knew I needed to make saving sentient beings my priority, so I decided to increase the length of my Fa study time and read Master's new lectures more often. I needed to have strong righteous thoughts to save my colleagues like I did when I first began practicing. Part 3, Eliminating Attachments and Promoting Ganjing World. Last year, Ganjing World, an online platform, was officially launched, and in October, it carried the first product, Shenyan Zoupin. As Shenyan is directed by Master and Shenyan Zoupin presents Shenyan's content, I felt the responsibility was high. I worked fast and to facilitate meetings and communicate with practitioners. I felt the same urgency to save sentient beings that I had during my initial years of obtaining the Fa. I could feel myself elevating again, something I had not experienced for a very long time. I had two notable cultivation experiences while promoting Ganjing World. In one case, I was told by practitioners that the message about Ganjing World in a booth design that I made was not clear. I felt I had been wronged as the initial plan for the booth design was changed due to unforeseen circumstances. Looking within, I felt that all these criticisms and remarks were opportunities to elevate. With the thought of saving sentient beings as my priority, I let go of the attachment to self and I stopped feeling angry. I focused on doing well in the promotion of Ganjing World. The second experience involved overcoming fear. I avoid speaking during our group Fa study because I often worry about what practitioners will think of me if I don't say something correctly. In other cases, I fear that they think I have a show-off mentality. Instead, I ask other practitioners to speak on my behalf. It was during the promotion of Ganjing World that things changed. I had to organize sessions to share with our big group in order to encourage them to join promotion efforts. Because I had to focus so much on what I needed to convey, I stopped thinking about myself. After talking for more than an hour, I no longer had the attachment of fear. Part 4. Introducing friends, relatives, and colleagues to Ganjing World. Master mentioned many times in Hongyan 6 and other lectures that those who follow traditional values can be saved. I used to go door to door to distribute flyers, talk to people about Falun Dafa and the persecution, and encourage Chinese people to quit the CCP and its youth organizations. Now I introduce Ganjing World to people, and I feel this is providing them with more opportunities to be saved. I'm thankful that Master provided me a chance to save more Singaporean people through the Ganjing World online platform. Thank you, Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled Taiwan, Reader's Feedback on Mingwei Books for Children, Part 1, by Falun Dafa Practitioners in Taiwan. The article was published on the Mingwei website on January 29, 2024. I teach in a public primary school in Taiwan. When I was assigned to a new class, there were many conflicts among my students. They often argued with their classmates until their faces were red, and this exhausted the teachers. I shared the contents of the books on teachers' desk with my pupils. I told them that when they bully or swear at others, they receive a black substance, karma. When they treat others with kindness and take a step back, they gain a white substance, virtue. The children soon learned the principles of gain and loss. When arguments broke out between students, I opened this book and read them another story. The children were soon able to let go of their anger. Smiles broke out on their once red faces, and the atmosphere in the classroom became increasingly harmonious. I discovered that when Mingwei books for children are available in classrooms, they bring a calming energy into the class. Every Mingwei book for children is available on the Taichung City Education Bureau website, which promotes book reading certificates. Students frequently queue up to borrow these books to read and obtain certificates. Not only does it help promote good reading habits, it also subtly encourages upright moral values. These books are a precious and excellent source of goodness in today's chaotic world. Mingwei Books for Children have won good reviews from parents as well as teachers in Taiwan. Below are a collection of reviews from people of all walks of life. Part 1. The Stories Mirror Children's Lives. One parent, Xin Ya, said, "Mingwei Books for Children help them to understand how to be good people by following the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Because the main characters in these stories are children the reader's age, the plots also mirror their lives." Xin Ya also said, "When children read in these books that people their age do not retaliate when they are hit or sworn at, they look at their own shortcomings. These stories leave a deep impression in their hearts. They will truly understand how a good person should conduct themselves. They see they should emulate this behavior as it is more effective than some of what their parents tell them." The storylines in Mingwei books for kids are simple yet thought-provoking. They pass on upright values to children, and parents can gain inspiration as well. Part 2. The stories are full of divinity. Another parent, Hui Lian, said, One day, my son told me he thinks there is no God. I was shocked and explained that we cannot say there is no air because we cannot see it. Of course God exists. When I saw the refreshing style of the illustrations in the Minghui books for children and that the stories were full of divinity, I quickly purchased some for my children to read. I hope reading them will change their perception of God. Part 3. The books help parents nurture children's conduct. Shuwei Limei is a mother of three children who writes a blog about her children and creates video and audio content. She said, "In recent years, children's picture books have become increasingly diverse in subject matter, from science, language, math, music, American English, and so on. Yet books on character development are comparatively lacking. Through simple storytelling and pleasant drawings, Minghui books for children quietly teach children to be kind and considerate. They are great reading material for parents to nurture children's conduct and are worth recommending." Professor Wang, who works with young children, said, "There are many heartwarming stories in Minghui books for children. Children love them, and the response is great. The main characters in the stories display actions based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in everyday life, inspiring readers to do the same." Part 4. Children learn to respect heaven and God. Bo Run, a parent, said, "I used to give toys or snacks as gifts to my nieces and nephews. However, they got tired of playing with the toys after a few days, and the snacks were eaten. I thought of giving them books. They were thrilled and wanted me to read the books to them. My nephew knows a few words, while my niece can only understand pictures. They ask a lot of questions." Bo Ren also said, "I thought it was an excellent thing reading stories to children. The purpose of Minghui books is to tell people that good will be rewarded with good and vice versa, as well as how to be a good person. Through the stories, children know to respect heaven and God. They learn how to be a better person through a gentle and enjoyable approach, which is different from being preached to by parents. I am grateful to the team who created these books that help parents find a good way to interact with their children." Part 5. The books have far-reaching connotations. Xiao Jun, a primary school teacher, said, "China's 5,000-year history and culture contains a rich moral heritage and customs. As dynasties changed, what remains unchanged throughout are China's traditional values." Xiao Jun also said, "According to the results of a survey on the top 10 topics on education parents in Taiwan are most concerned about in 2024, parents continue to pay attention to children's moral education. These are unchanging values since ancient times. In an age of technology and globalization, everyone is striving to innovate and seeks to change education, hoping to nurture the younger generation's ability to handle a constantly evolving environment. However, inner character is the basis for a stable society. I recommended these educational books by Minghui Publishing that are concise, have far-reaching connotations, and are suitable for the whole family to read together. Although dogmatic advocacy has some effect in moral education, it is the moving and good stories that will have a subtle influence and persuasion. I suggest that everyone reference these excellent reading materials to nourish our bodies, hearts, and spirits."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.